implanted deep in the breasts of all women and flung on the dunghill of which we sing. Of course, I've always wondered about the sound of doors and walls. If I stand here, will my future come faster? Because at certain points there is a smell that won't wash out. Even in your evening gown that scared you out of your wits and left you standing holding a handful of almost nothing. Embarrassed, I strike a pose as if life will go on forever. The sea keeps on breathing for me, even when all hope is lost, and that all that is left is a detention center. A child waiting in vain to be picked up the schoolyard. What sort of decaying mist wants that? And who will clean up a frog run over by a car? I certainly wouldn't want to be tied to this city. It wouldn't need to be a real frog, and the sky could be clear. Yet once the scene has been painted, it's unlikely to change. Just as you smile through the rituals of your problems to entertain guests, you could lose yourself, and no one might touch you, or you'd go home with someone else's husband, imagining he's your first and only love, the one who once waited patiently on your doorstep. It is beside the point that you never showed up, that the roses bloomed large. I am becoming the evening inside a dream, a display of somber statues, waving me forward, a contradictory fog funneling into the distant gaze, the shadow of each horizon, placed randomly, like an inner life, a thin meadow becoming an overstatement, a tree speaking to a tree. I was sitting at a narrow desk, or believing I was. I knew what I saw could cause me to melt into small droplets, like a drizzle of a coming plague stinging my back all night long. Things I love in a basket at my bedside, where an endless vigil appears, like a deserted mirage. I draw a picture of fake grass and eat it. I kneel and pray for the emergence of new chemical factories. I eat the insides of the factories on the outside of my tongue. Half the population in a directionless canoe. Further reductions in directions. A gaping hole here, there. Take this, I've made it for you, and bury it. And the fake grass, which makes it so lack of the sudden appearance of, and while I pause forever at the top of the stairs, a tiny madness swimming near my heels, a soggy present in a cart, at dawn raising your glass in anonymity. A pasture of pain and a downpour of feeling, each branch hanging indiscreetly in the sleepless dreams of politicians are standard operating procedures for waiting games, coils like a snake, and the path of the wind while simultaneously powdering my nose, the night pressing up against me. I doubted it then and now, the words dropping from my mouth have holes in them. My inner yolk is late and feeding itself a strange mission-making myth. Of planets, my sore eye is irritable and expectant as I watch my muscles not moving. Missing body parts makes me a whole. And you, and then, and passerby. A kind of defense mechanism for inventing new types of impermanence, its dull sheen, its honest stupidity, a humdrum dialogue bracing for a fall. I spend a year in my room. I resist the temptation to starve myself. Finally, all I can do is fashion myself into a sci-fi character in order to survive. The season disappoints me. My luck falters, slips on wet stones, my dreams transparent and addictive. The moment when drugs bring sleep, dark stains on a carpet, balls of dust on a wooden floor. The guests who canceled get out of a silver car. Like the one parked outside, blocking the driveway, a prancing dog crushed the flowers, and storms broke the windows. An elderly woman pushes a metal cart, her back shaped like a tanuki. I want to bury my thoughts in the yard and visit a museum in my mind. Sculptures float toward me and hug me, then retreat, pinned to my wall, my body flutters. Calm and away, only the dead know. The eye in its orbit, nightshade.